The second reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, beginning to read from verse 14 to 30. The parable of the talents. For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of these slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trusted slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made you 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trusted slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talents in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return, I would have received what was my own with the interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, for to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Like to pray again now. Heavenly Father, help us to understand more what your word means to us and help us to live it out. In Jesus' name, amen. There we go, I knew I had it. I've brought a friend with me this morning. Here he is. He's hiding away in here a bit. Here he comes. Here he comes. Whoa! Hi! Hi, y'all! Hi! Hey! Oh, my goodness me! Hello! Hello! Oh, hi there! Hi! Hi, you all right? It sure is good to see y'all! My goodness me! Hey, do you like running races? Do you have fun with them? Oh, hi, y'all. Hi. Well, I tell you what, we was all getting ready for a big race. Me and all my friends in my class. Do you know there were two of the boy sheeps? They was called Kennedy and Jimmy. Wow, hey, Wow! Great names. Well, we all like to do running, but I'm afraid we weren't as good as Jason. Jason was the best runner in everything. He was always the fastest. And we knew, well, we were going to have a race and he'd win. But hey, we enjoyed it. But you know, there was another sheep, and she was a lovely little sheep, but she didn't have nice white fur like me. Oh, I'm so beautiful. Barnabas. Oh yes, I forgot to tell you. His name's Barnabas. Barnabas. Okay, sure is good to see you. Anyway, we had this lovely little sheep, and her name was Lucy. She was a lovely sheep, but she had a big limp. She couldn't run very fast, and that was a bit sad. But she wanted to take part in the race too, and we knew she'd come last. And well, we tried to say, you know, you can't do it. You can't do it. But no, she said, I'm going to have a go. Well, we had the race. We got ready to go. And the starter person, starter shepherd, said, on your marks, get ready. What did he say next? Go! That's right. Oh, yeah. And so we all went as fast as we could go. But, of course, Jason, he was the fastest. He was shooting ahead. He was miles ahead very quickly. Oh, and you know, me and Jimmy and Kennedy, we was doing okay, but a bit behind. But poor old Lucy, she couldn't hardly go anywhere. She was limping along and not really doing very much at all. And do you know what happened then? Jason stopped. He was miles ahead. And he said, oh boy, we can't make Lucy look bad. We got to go and help her. So he went back to Lucy, and we think, oh, that's a good idea. So we went back with Jason, and we all did the race together with Lucy, because she's a very important lamb, and we had a great time. And we all finished the race first. Yay! Yay! That was fantastic. And, you know, afterwards, we discovered, because Lucy'd always been a bit shy, but we discovered Lucy could sing ever so nicely, and she could tell funny stories, and she made us laugh. We didn't know she could do things like that. But it's very important, because we can all do different things. I bet you can do amazing things, and you're all very special. Anyway, Reverend Simon's going to say a little bit more to y'all, but I hope to see you again sometime soon. Bye, y'all. Bye. Bye. In you go, Barnabas. That's a good lad. And he goes. He's a cool dude, so he goes in a cool bag. You poor chap. Yeah, he's all right. Barnabas knows that all of us have got special talents. We can all do different things that are very, very important. We all have different things we can do. It's not always obvious. It's not always obvious. I had an auntie who was very, very ill with something called multiple sclerosis. And there was somebody else in the same sort of hospital place where she was. And, well, he had the same sort of problem. But every night, every day, he used to read from a book to her, read her stories. My auntie did eventually die, but her life was made good by this man reading to her day after day after day. And I remember him telling me that on the night before she actually died, he read pages and pages of a Mary Stuart book to finish it so that she would know what happened at the end. Lots of people dismiss these. They're, you know, can't do anything. Put them away. They've got talents. They've got abilities. We all have talents and abilities. My parents loved me even before I showed just what a wonderful person I am, sort of. Lots of children these days are walking before the age of one. I didn't walk until I was a year and a half old. But that didn't mean they said, "Phew, we're not going to love him anymore just because he's not walking." They loved me. because they loved me, because they loved me, because they loved me. God, in that first reading, it says that God made each one of us wonderfully. We're all very, very special. We've all been given talents. We've all been given abilities, and they're all different. They're given to each one of us so that we can enjoy them and so that other people can enjoy the fact that we've got those talents so that they can be helped too. Different gifts. When we use them, we feel good, others feel good. If you're good at administration, if you're good at baking or cleaning or driving or encouraging, keep going through the alphabet. When we use those gifts we have, we feel good and others are really, really helped. They're all given by God. Today, in our preparation, for those of us who are here most Sundays, we're looking further ahead to our Stewardship Sunday in October. These are our gifts, our talents that God has given to us. It is our responsibility to use those gifts and talents for the glory of God, for the benefit of others, and we'll end up feeling better. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts and abilities you've given to Jimmy and Kennedy, and we pray that they'll soon become clear. You've given gifts and abilities to each one of us. Help us to use them and give you glory, and it'll make us feel better too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And just in case you haven't sung